cannot tell you how delighted that I am to be here. The Lord has sent me a long way with a very important message. And so we're going to get it one way or the other if it hair lips the devil. Anybody know what I'm talking about? We're going to get to what the Lord is after this weekend. So let me tell you just a little bit about me so that'll kind of make sense in some of the filters that I have and some of the lessons that I have learned from family and from other circumstances and experiences in life. And we'll unpack some of that. But the main thing is that God's Word has helped me walk through some unexpected places. Anybody but me been in an unexpected place? Like, what happened? What happened? Like, you woke up that morning and go, how did I get here? How did I get here? We're going to walk through that, and we're going to hopefully learn some lessons on some reasons that we can find, according to God's Word, on why we landed up there. So, I have been married to my sweetheart. His name is John Mark. He tagged along, brought him, drug him, whatever you want to say. I told him there's a river involved, and he said, I'm there. You know, it's all. He's a fisherman. My pastor says it takes two disciples to keep me in line, John and Mark. I do not appreciate that, but that's probably very true. So my man and I have been married for 34 years. We have our son, Jared, who is 30, turned 30 this year. We have our daughter, Haley, who turned 29. They're 15 months apart. And Haley is a pastor's wife, married to a wonderful son-in-law that we have outside of Marysville, Washington. You know, you pray your children will walk with the Lord, and then when they do, you're like, well, not that far. Maybe I can walk with a little closer to home. And so they're out with my four-year-old, about just next week will be four-year-old grandson, Clark, and my one-year-old grandson, Luke, and another one on the way on December the 26th. So we are excited about that. Now, what I love about women's events and things like this is many times when we pull away, and this has happened in my life numerous times, when we pull away from the regular activities and the regular structure of our day to focus on what the Lord might have for us, He has never failed to speak into that. The Bible says, if you draw near to me, I will what? He says, if you come seeking, you're going to what? If you knock on the door, I'm going to what? If you listen, I'm going to what? I'm going to speak. And so that's what this is all about this weekend, is we're going to draw near to the Lord. But I love this because my life has been changed in moments like these, in a retreat. I am a product of women's ministry. When I was 23 years of age, my mother, who was 40 years of age at the time, lost a battle with very aggressive cancer. Matter of fact, I don't have time to tell you this story, but let me just hit this one little point because it's not in my notes for this our weekend together. But when I found out that I was pregnant, I found out on a Tuesday of 1 week. My mother and I worked in close proximity to one another. And on Tuesday of 1 week, we had lunch often. We found out unexpectedly, I was on the birth control pill. I mean, it was not a part of my plan. You talk about unexpected place. I took NyQuil for 2 weeks, which probably explains some of his mental behavior. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Which his boy went nuts on me. But Tuesday 1 week, we found out I was pregnant. Very unexpected. I was in a career path of physical therapy. I had a 5-year plan. Anybody else like type A on steroids? Like, really, don't hang me. Show me your hand. All you type A, strong-willed, hard-headed, own it right now. Okay. The rest of y'all just kick them in the shin because we're in charge today. Okay, we're going to tell you what to do. So that Tuesday of that week, we found out my mother, we found out that I was pregnant. Friday of that exact same week, we found out my mother had cancer of a very progressive nature. And the doctor said, you know, probably 4 or 5 months. My mom went home to be with the Lord when my little boy was 5 weeks of age. So I was in an unexpected place for an unknown reason. But the Lord revealed to me part of that. Some things, y'all, we don't know this side of heaven. But I say all of that to say, during that most difficult, most grievous, one of the saddest times in my life, although I was very excited, I had this new baby boy. It wasn't anybody that's in my life, in my family, that stepped into my life at that particular time. I did not have a godly grandmother on either side. My grandmother owned a bar in Natchitoches, Louisiana. Okay, so that tells you something right there. My mother, my aunts, they all danced in the bar. I mean, I grew up in a jukebox. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Pool tables and jukebox. That's going to explain some things for y'all this weekend. But I tell people all the time, listen, I come from a long line of wackadoos. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Dysfunction in the, we got 14 shades of crazy going on. You know what I mean? So when I needed to know how to walk this thing out with the Lord, it was not my family. My dad was an alcoholic. I'm in the middle of two boys. Both of them have struggled with addiction and all manners of self-destructive, downhill spiral decisions in their life, still living by the consequences. And in my life with my dad and some of the terrible things that he did during his alcoholism and that struggle with that, I'm living with the consequences of that to this very day. My dad's been gone for almost 10 years now. But he set some things in motion. And we can end up in some unexpected places, not by our own choosing, not by choices that we made, but some of the other people made. So we're going to unpack that together as well. Matter of fact, I realized, I knew exactly that our little Clark, raise your hand if your grandmother's in here. Let me see your hands, grandmother. Okay. I did not know how wonderful this was. That little baby has rocked my world. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to talk a little bit about that tomorrow because I want to make a biblical point that I learned when he came into my life. But I knew for certain that he was part of our little legacy the last time I visited him. And we live in Texas. We live in the Dallas, Texas area. But I am in Marysville, Washington quite often seeing those two grandbabies. Well, so while we were there lately, I was there actually at a speaking engagement, and I just took a few extra days and stayed over. And I knew this, he is part of my line when this happened. My daughter and son-in-law had gone out to dinner with the little one, and he was still breastfeeding and all that. So it's just me and Clark, and we love it when it's just me and Clark. And so my daughter is very much like me. Unfortunately, I've told the Lord, you need to do something with her before she turns out to be just like me. But she had a schedule. You know, she had a schedule. And my grandmother's name is Dodie. My husband, John Mark, his name is Skeeter. So we're Dodie and Skeeter. So sometime over the weekend, tell me your grandmother's name. And so I looked at the schedule, and there was like a cuss word, like a terrible word in the schedule. And it was called independent playtime. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Independent. I'm sorry. I traveled 2,204 miles to see this child. We're not having any independent playtime. We're not going to play. Clark, darling, do you want to have independent playtime or do you want to play with Dodie? Okay. There's the answer to that. So we were trying to follow the schedule, but it was time for bath time. So I put him in the bath. We were having a ball. He's throwing balls out. I'm throwing balls in, and he started splashing water everywhere. I said, now, Clark, don't splash water everywhere. He said, well, can I splash little? I said, yeah. He said, I won't splash big. I'll splash little. I said, that'd be fine. Well, he looks right at me and splashes water everywhere. Goes out of the tub, goes onto the floor. I said, now, Clark, if you splash water everywhere again, Dodie's going to drain this water and take you out. We're not playing anymore. Well, because he's slightly less than perfect, he looks right at me and splashes water that hits the ceiling. No, he did not. So I drain the water. I get the towel. I put him on my lap. I said, buddy, what happened? He said, I went crazy, but I don't know why. Anybody just said, I don't know what happened. Some of y'all happened this week. You're like, hey, I just needed a moment. Okay, I needed a moment to go crazy. Do not ask me why, but I had to have a moment. This happens sometimes in life. You know, we go crazy, and sometimes we just can't explain it. We don't know why. And through our course of this weekend and some of the scriptures that we're going to walk through, we're going to find out with the Lord. We're going to get some biblical principles to help us with some of those crazy moments, with some of those wackadoo relatives, some of the dysfunction, even the dysfunction that others may have set into motion in our life. Two things I want to challenge you with tonight, just as we start. I only had 10 or 15 minutes to get us going tonight. Two things I want to challenge you with. First is this. I want you to expect something from the Lord this weekend. I want you to come with an expectant heart. We're going to talk about unexpected places for unknown reasons. Many times, part of the reason we end up in an unexpected place is because we had no plan to get where we were going. Well, there was no expectation whatsoever. So I want you to, sometime before your eyes close tonight, I want you to voice to the Lord something that you're expecting. Lord, I'm expecting you to move. Lord, this is what we've been praying. We've got a group of women back in Texas praying for you tonight. They're praying for a great move of the Lord. They're praying, and a sweet thing that they're praying, because I told them how I was going to challenge you tonight to change your perspective, to have just a little shift in your mindset, to begin to look for, to begin to pay attention to something that the Lord has for you. It might be a comfort that He needs to give. It might be a course correction. It might be a challenge. It might be an answer that you need. I don't know. I know we've come into this room with a lot of needs, and I know He plans to meet those. That I do know. But here's what they're praying. Here's what they're praying. As I've said, I want them to expect something. They're praying, well, we want them to have something that's unexpected. So you're going to get it both ways, one way or the other. You're getting it. So I want you to expect something. Let me illustrate it this way. I am a very visual learner, and oftentimes the Lord will show me something in a life experience to make a point to me. When Haley was about 5 or 6 years old, we lived in Shreveport, Louisiana. And she came home from school, put her backpack down, and I said, Haley, would you go to the mailbox, please, and bring in the mail? The mailbox was about as far from here, maybe to the other side of that hallway outside the door. So she goes outside, and she gets distracted. Her friends are playing basketball and doing other things. And so about 2 hours later, she comes back in because it's time for supper. And I said, baby, did you get the mail? Did you bring me the mail from the mailbox? She said, oh, I totally forgot. Don't make me go back out there and get the mail. It's dark. And she had all these. We didn't even get the mail that day. She didn't bring it in. So the next day, same scenario. She comes home from school, puts her backpack down, comes into the kitchen with me, and I said, Haley, darling, would you please go out and get the mail from the mailbox? But this time, I said, but here's the reason I want you to get the mail. I'm expecting a check. It's probably came yesterday, but it's probably in the mailbox. And if that check is there, I'm going to take you down to Dairy Queen, and we're going to get your favorite little, she loves this, peanut butter parfait, favorite thing ever. I said, well, that's what we're going to, I didn't get the sentence out of my mouth good enough before that child is out the front door. And she's looking in the mailbox. There's no mail there. So she proceeds to look in everybody's mailbox, which I think is a federal offense. You cannot do that. So she comes in now, tears have filled up in her eyes. And she's like, nobody on our street has mail. And she's like, she's getting my keys in my purse. We have to go to the mail. We have to go to the post office to get the mail. I said, baby, we don't go get, we have to wait. Anybody, we have to wait for this to be delivered to us. And so she goes and gets a lawn chair and sits outside down the hall right by our mailbox. She's sitting for the mail. She's looking both ways. She's just looking. My mother used to say, I'm a country girl. My mother used to say, she is working buttonholes. You know, I mean, she's just working it up. She is furious. She comes back in. She's mad. The mailman is not here. And as the Lord would have it, oftentimes, we had a substitute mailman that day, and he was late on the route and all of that. Finally, she's sitting outside. I said, baby, you just have to wait. We can't go get the mail anywhere. Finally, he comes at like 5:30, 6 o'clock. Mail usually runs about 2 o'clock. Finally, so she sees him coming around the corner. She gets up out of her chair, folds it up, puts it up in the mailbox, goes to his door. He does not now even have to get out of the mailbox, and gets the mail, brings it in, and gives it to me. And she says, is the check there? I said, yes, it is. Let's go down to Dairy Queen and get your thing. We're sitting in Dairy Queen. And I'm telling you what, the Lord will speak in the craziest places. I am sitting in Dairy Queen, no joke. And this is what the Lord just dropped into my spirit. I mean, she's enjoying her little peanut butter parfait. I am too. The Lord said, now, do you see the difference in expecting nothing and expecting something? Because when Haley changed her expectation, everything else changed in her life. Her schedule changed, her priorities changed, what became important to her. She no longer got distracted by other things that other people were doing. She no longer got distracted about things that she wanted to do. She had one priority, and that was to get to this thing that she was expecting. The next day, no joke, the next day, this is when I worked on staff at Willow Point Baptist Church in Shreveport. And I worked out of our pastor's office. I did women's ministry. It was office right next to his. And he would have a pastor friend come in and see him every Thursday. And this pastor friend came in to see him on a Tuesday. His name was Brother Mike. And it was a little surprising to me. And I said, Brother Mike, now Brother Sonny's not here today. Did y'all change your appointment time? You're usually here on Thursday. He said, I'm not here to see Brother Sonny. I'm here to see you. I said, oh, yes, sir. What could I do for you? I thought he needed some help with something. He said, Debbie, you're not going to believe this, but the Lord sent me down here to ask you a question. I'm like, crud. Now the Lord's not even talking to me himself. We've got to send somebody, you know. So I'm like, yes, sir. You know, yeah. I mean, he was an evangelist, well-known evangelist in the southern parts of the state. And I'm like, yes, sir, Brother Mike, what is it? And he asked me this question that I want to ask you tonight. The question is this, Debbie, what are you expecting from the Lord today? I did a quick inventory of my life. I'm like, okay, nobody's in the hospital, nobody's in prison. You know, we're good. You know, so we're. I said, well, nothing. I said, Brother Mike, everything's really right now. Everything's great. I said, so nothing. He said, when you expect nothing from the Lord, then don't be surprised when nothing is exactly what you get. He turned around and walked out of my office. And that day, the Lord said, never let it be that you are expecting nothing from me. Never let it be that you expect nothing from me. There are a lot of things He desires to deliver to us, to give to, expected and unexpected on both ways. So I want you to have that little perspective shift, if you will, just in your mentality and your thinking. Lord, I'm expecting great things. I'm expecting you to show up. I'm expecting you to show off. I'm expecting you to fill your presence, this room, with your presence. I'm expecting you to deliver some answers. I hope you have a high level of expectation. That's the first challenge. What are you expecting from the Lord? Here's the second. So we have an expectation. The next thing is this. I want you to ask the Lord for a word for this weekend. Tomorrow we're going to expand that a little bit. But for tonight, I want you to ask the Lord. Sandy kind of alluded to it. She mentioned like an aha moment or a God moment. It's along those same lines. So it's interesting how the Lord weaves this through. Sandy and I haven't talked about anything message-wise for the weekend a whole lot. But that's exactly the same things He put on my heart to challenge you with tonight. Ask the Lord for a word for this weekend. And it may be literally one word. Like this is like listen may be your word. Obey may be your word. Wait may be your word. Forgive may be your word. Mm-hmm. Whatever word. So it may be just one word. Or it may be a word in that the Lord... Do you know what I mean by the Lord gave you a word? Like there's some instruction to do, or there's something He would like for you to obey. He just dropped something in your spirit, or specifically showed you something through a scripture. And your word could be a passage of scripture. It could be a biblical principle. It could be a phrase of a scripture. Ask Him for a word. Tomorrow we're going to open that up even more and ask the Lord for a word for our entire year. But I think He has a word for you specifically for this weekend and for this retreat. I began doing that some 16, 17 years ago, asking the Lord for a word for the year. And it becomes a banner over your life, something that He will begin to speak in, something He'll begin to show you. It has been crazy some of the ways that He has delivered that word to you. My word for this year is still, STILL. And whenever the Lord gives me a word, I'm always careful to look it up, not only in His word, but also in the dictionary, and biblically speaking, what's the biblical definition? But what is the Webster definition? And it kind of came with instructions. My word this year is still and all its functions. Because at first I thought, still, I am anything but still. You're about to find that out. I'm about half ADD. Y'all already figured that out. But now my family calls me ADDD, attention deficit disorder deliberately. That's wrong. They're wrong for that. And so sometimes I have a hard time sitting still and being quiet, and not only that, close my mouth and let the Lord talk and let the Lord move and let the Lord do what He wants to do. So when I got my word for 2018, the word is still and all its functions. So I looked up, what are the functions of the word still? It has three. So I looked it up. The biblical one first is Psalm 37, 8 or 5. Be still and know that you know it. Be still and know, Debbie, that I'm the Lord. That's one function. Here's the second function of still. It means in spite of the facts, like no matter what, in spite of the facts. So the example there would be, no matter what happens, the Lord is still in control. You see the difference? So like no matter what the facts are, no matter what's going on, what the circumstances, He is still in control. And then the last one was very interesting to me. The last part, function, if you will, of the word still is in the future as in the past, yet to a greater degree and distance. In the future as in the past, and I've been serving the Lord in ministry for 27 years, in the future as in the past, yet to a greater degree or distance. So here's my example of that. No matter what happens in my life, I will serve Him still. I will serve Him still. If it hair lips the devil, I will serve Him still. Remember what Job said? Though He slay me, yet. Same definition. Still or yet will I serve Him. How do you get to that kind of attitude? How do you get to that kind of place to say, no matter what happens, I am all in. My whole heart for my whole life is what we're going for this weekend. Are you in? Yeah. Are you in? All right. Reach out and touch the sweet girl next to you and let's pray and let's begin to ask the Lord over this weekend for those two things. So reach, and I don't know, maybe it's a sweet girl next to you. Maybe it's a psycho girl next to you. I don't know. My friends were here. We'll be having some crazy girls up in the house. You know what I'm talking about? We got some crazy people here. Or let me say it this way. Keep holding hands because y'all look so cute doing that. I love it. It might be your psycho friend, but it might be. This is what happened to me not long ago. I was doing a conference at First Baptist Dallas, and my mentor of many years was sitting behind me, and she's my prayer warrior. And so I had my phone next to me because I had to really watch my time. When I went up and when I sat down, it was very tight on time. So I happened to watch my phone, and it popped up from her, even though she was sitting right behind me, and said, sweet girl, I am praying for you. And I happened to say, that's so sweet. And so I had a few moments, so I picked my phone up. Even though she was behind me, I picked it up and I said, thank you, sweet friend. But you know how it will auto-correct sometimes on your phone if you're texting too fast? So it said, thank you, my sewer friend. So after it was over, she showed me the phone and she said, I'm so happy to be your sewer friend. I'm just so happy. So if you're here with your psycho friend or your sewer friend, I don't know. We're going to connect with one another and get to know one another. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to ask the Lord. I'm going to pray over you, pray a blessing over you. You're going to ask the Lord for two things. You're going to ask the Lord to you're going to raise your level of expectation. So you're going to ask Him to do something unexpected as you raise your level of expectation. Then you're going to ask Him for a word for this weekend. Can do? Yes. Can do. Let's pray. Father, already I sense your presence in this room in the sweetest, most unusual, quite unique way. And so I pray that you would continue to direct the schedule, direct every part of the messages, every bit of the details, the praise and worship. Lord, I'm asking that you would please give me an instructed tongue to know the word to speak that would sustain the weary this weekend. I pray that all that's done would be as a good representative of the Lord Jesus. I pray that the train of your robe would fill this room. You would hedge us in and you would give us a reprieve from the enemy. Your word says in Daniel, in the last days, he seeks to wear out the saints of the Most High. Some of us are taking a beating, as you well know. But your word also says, those who know their God will do great exploits. And I believe you want to do great things in the lives of these women. And I think you want to start this very weekend. And I'm praying that this will be a line in the sand, a stake in the ground. Years from now, some of these girls would look back and say it was at that weekend when that crazy girl who could not even talk came and shared a word out of God's word that rocked my world and changed my life forever. May it be so to your honor and to your glory. Would you show us now how to begin to expect something from you? What does that look like? How does that play out in our life? So would you get a hold of our attention, our attention span, our focus. Pray that we would turn aside and pay attention to you, that we would hear every word, every whisper, and that still, small voice that's life-changing. And Lord, I pray too that you would give us a word for this weekend, that from this we'll begin to build something in our life we've not even thought of, we've not even considered. But after this weekend, we've got something new to focus on and we've got something new that you want to sharpen and you want to work out in the experiences and the circumstances of our life because that's what providence is. So this is your weekend. May it be as you desire. We are your maidservants. Let it be just that. In your name I pray. And all the sweet girls said, amen. All right.